If you are not provoked in the spirit, you cannot make changes in the spirit. The reason why you are in a certain condition is because of your lack of prayer. And even when you have gathered to where the brethren are, where your spirit are to be charged, some of us, it's not that we don't want to pray, it's because we don't know what to pray for. Not because we don't have issues, but because we don't know how to express those issues. There is more to Christianity than going to church. Christianity is about carrying the fire of the Holy Ghost. He said he makes his angels what? Spirits. And his servants flames of fire. In order for you to be a Christian, you must carry fire. The fire you are carrying is not a fire that can be quenched. It's an unquenchable fire from the throne room of God himself.
Aye, aye.
We pray in the spirit, the chant in the spirit. Some of us look because it's not our fault. It's because we are taught wrong. We are used to going to the church where we sit and we don't pray. Where the man of God intercede for every single day. Where we are not taught how to pray, how to become men of the spirit. Elohim Adonai.
Ah,
Elohim Adonai.
Ah, Elohim.
Elohim Adonai.
Ah, Elohim.
Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Begin to pray in the spirit. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
How many of you want to be revived in the spirit? You are hungry and thirsty for the spirit. One day I was praying in the spirit. I found that there are ways you make things and change them in the spirit. It is possible that the blessings that are meant to come your way in the next 5 days can come today. Do you know that? Is it not funny how a native daughter can stay in his own house and call your name and project things to you? And you start having financial difficulties, marriage problems, fibroid, cancer, coronavirus, or whatever they call it. Is it not funny how someone can sit one place and manipulate men? And yet for you to be delivered, you have to go to a pastor to lay hand on you. Whereas the man that project never laid hand on you physically. It happened in the spiritual realm. You call yourself a Christian. How many hours do you spend in the secret place? How many times have you shut the door and stand in the gate of the family? In case you don't know, you are the Moses we are waiting for. In case you're not aware, you are the Joseph. In case you're not aware, you are the David. In case you don't know, you are the Esther. What have you done that is different? In case you don't know, there is a purpose why you were created. Say, I'm sent.
I'm sent.
Say, I'm sent.
I am sent.
You think the reason you were created in this earth is to come here and do business and live? My brother, you will make heaven, but your name will not be among those that make deeds. In fact, in the book of the heavenly realms, they will check your name. It will be absent. Not because you were not present. You were present, but your mission was absent. In case you don't know, the same way my palm and yours is different, that is how your destiny is different. 7 billion people on earth have different destinies. We live in the world whereby we live in a world of competition. Everybody's competing for the same thing. You don't know what makes you peculiar. There was something Joseph saw. There was something he saw. That despite the beauty of a woman was in front of him, he rejected it. Because there was something more than beauty. You think that that what makes you special is how smart and how intelligent you are. No, you have not met the archive of the Spirit. I feel a very strong anointing. The Lord is going to bring for the birth of revival. Some of you will start singing now. The fire will start from your leg. Here you see your ministry, house of prayer. We pray for a living. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. I want you, as we are singing this, your prayer will be, Father, set me on fire. See, you need this fire before we preach. You need this fire before we preach. No, but you know, when you see it and you think about it, how can a man tell you, I will deal with it? It's funny. Wait, hold on. How can a man tie your destiny when you are the age of 5? And even though the man died, the charm is still taking effect. Who is renewing that charm? Who is renewing it? You think because the man is dead, the charm will stop working? No. When you have a car, if you die, doesn't the car still run? Who has done this to us? He was chanting in the spirit. The angels were being released while he was ministering. If not because the veil is on our eyes, we would have beheld the presence of the Almighty. Do you know why they call God the Almighty? It's not because he's big. It's because in him gushes light. A light that casts no shadow. How can a light not cast a shadow? Have you seen a light that doesn't have a shadow? Tell me. He's a man. See, God is tired of doing things that are possible. He wants to do things that are impossible. You tell God to give you finances. What is finance? In heaven, we don't use the currency of finances. What is it to him? But God is seeking. He says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added to you. Until a man dies, you have to die to live. Is it not funny that somebody will join witchcraft today, tomorrow he can disappear and appear? You have been a Christian for 20 years, you can't even disappear. And yet your father is the originator of all the powers. Error. Your spirit must be provoked. How can somebody call your name in the middle and you appear? I tell them, call me. Call me. And something mighty, a man will appear. Are you a flame of fire? He said that there's something the Bible says. God is spirit. God is spirit. And if you must serve, you must serve him in truth and in spirit. So in order for you to serve God, you must be a spirit. So that means, and in order for you that you're a human to serve God, you must think like a spirit. The Bible says, be not conformed by the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when you renew your mind, you are transformed. We pray in the spirit. Some of us don't know what it means to pray in the spirit. Some of us, the devil has caged us in a way that we don't even know how to pray anymore. Some of you, the only thing you deceive yourself is wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus. You stay for like 1 hour, you go and sleep. My brother, you're wasting your time. It's not that it's not a good prayer, but there are other pressing things to do. Are we ready to pray?
Yes.
See, when you pray, if it means breaking the chair, break it, I will pay. If it means you, whatever it will take to connect to divinity, to do it now. I'm tired of being just ordinary. And I believe that phone that is ringing now is a Christian that has that phone. Do you see what a Christian? No wonder why the Islamists laugh at us. We call ourselves Christians, but our life does not reflect who a Christian is. Some of you, the only time you go to church is when you feel like there is something about to happen in the church you attend. Even if you don't go to church, some people, they give excuses of not going to church. Why are you not in church today? That's how my body's doing me. Excuse me. Isn't the church the house of healing? The Bible says, he that is born of flesh is what?
Flesh.
And he that is born of the spirit is what?
Spirit.
What are you born of?
Spirit.
Then become spirit. A spirit can stand for 1 hour to 7 hours without getting tired and praying in the spirit. The moment you pray for 1 hour and your flesh is weak, you are of the flesh, not of the spirit. You are like your father, the devil. Ah. I don't know if they have shared testimony. So people came to rob you in your house. I told you they will be caught. And you tested me that they have been caught. You see, when people challenge us physically, the Bible says you wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't challenge them back physically. We go to our secret place. A man that is made of the spirit shall dwell in the spiritual realm. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Where is your own shadow? There is a job you are looking for. You can't get that job by keep saying, sir, sir. You have to go and lock the door and change the script in the spirit.
I hear you.
And amen. The reason why a man thought of editing, because it is possible to edit. It wasn't it God that came and wanted to destroy the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet a man stood, called Abraham, changed the destiny. Excuse me, 24 elders. This was decision that was made, not just by God alone, but with the 24 elders. And they have agreed that Sodom will be destroyed. And they stamped it. And yet when they came to the physical earth, a man called Abraham manipulated the heart of God. The reason why your life is static, it's not that God cannot hear your prayers. It's because you have refused to approach Him. You care about pancake, looking good, dressing all fine. That is not Christianity. Christianity is when you stand and you tell a man you will prosper. In the night, you change the script. You change the archives in the realm of the spirit. And the man wake up the next day with a job. That is when you call yourself Christian. We worship the lion.
Worship the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
We call him the lion.
We call him the lion.
We call him the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
We call him the lion.
Give me the chance.
We call him the lion.
The lion.
I want you to begin to pray in the spirit.
We call him the lion.
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 Jesus is the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
We call him 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 the lion. Jesus is the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
Jesus is the lion.
We call him the lion.
We call him the lion.
We worship 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 the lion.
We call him the lion.
We call him the lion.
We call him the lamb.
We call him the lamb.
We call him the lion.
We call him the lion.
We call him the lamb.
We call him the lamb.
Oh, call him the lion. In Jesus' name. I don't know what you want from God, but begin to tell the Father. Begin to speak to God. If sitting down will help you pray, if standing will help you to pray, don't get tired of praying.
Father, I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Father, I empty myself to you.
Father, I empty myself.
Begin to pray it.
I empty myself, oh Lord.
I still got
to
empty myself.
I have come to the end of myself. Shamino kudu biliki du shi brididis kabahadi. I empty myself, oh Yahweh.
You empty yourself.
That I may carry life of yours. That I may overflow.
Jehovah, I have come to the end of my.
To empty yourself. Empty yourself.
Take over.
To pray.
Over. I have come to the end of myself. Take over. Jehovah is a.
Pray.
It's a prayer. Jehovah, Jehovah, I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah, I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
I have come to the end of myself.
Jehovah,
I have come to the end of myself.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. A man, you can have a great destiny. People might have told you how powerful you will become. People might have told you that you are going to be an apostle, you are going to be anointed, your business is going to flourish. They might have told you so many things. But did they tell you that unforgiveness can hinder every blessing? Have you been told that if you hold on to something against someone, that you will not move forward? It's a law in the spirit. A man who can't forgive cannot receive from God, not because God is not willing to give, but because the devil can manipulate the giving. So it's possible to be so anointed, but if you can't forgive someone, you will not prosper. Prosperity is not about money. Prosperity is finding your purpose, because it's only in your purpose that you will prosper. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world? That man that gained the whole world was wealthy, but he lost his soul because he missed his purpose. You were sent here for a reason. I feel a very strong anointing. You feel it too? Very strong. It's moving all over my body. Jesus, a very strong anointing. Ah. Are you following me? Unforgiveness is like an umbrella. Though the blessings of the Lord shall pour down upon you, but because of your unforgiveness, you can't move forward. Because whoever you are holding malice or keeping malice, or whoever you're having that unforgiveness with, is tied to you. The person might be living in sin, but you are living a holy life, but because of that unforgiveness, you can't move. So right now, whoever that you are having an unforgiveness with, let them go. Release every single person that offended in your life. Yes, he broke your heart, it's fine. We know. Yes, he disappointed you, it's fine. He was supposed to marry you, he didn't come, it's fine. You killed your mother. Somebody killed my mother. The Lord showed me the person that killed my mother. I forgive the person. I still talk with the person. The person does not even know that I know he was the one, she was the one. Forgive. It is not about you. You are too small for God to do things just because of you. It's about his plan that you are in line with. God does not bless it. God is not blessing me because I'm so anointed. No. It's because the little I yield, he will use me. The funny thing, most thing that most people don't understand is that before Jesus Christ said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. You don't understand that Jesus came to fulfill the will of his Father, not his own will. Jesus did not come to earth to fulfill his own will. It was the will of his Father. When Philip asked him, say, how can we see the Father? He said, you have been with me and you don't know. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Your life, what does it portray? What does your life do? From morning to night, you're working business, and at the end of the day, end of the month, before you collect your salary, you have owned all the whole debts. You won't want to return back to debtors. It's an error. It's not the plan of God. Today, you're having time for tomorrow, you're having malaria. Do you think it's the will of God? If that is the will of God, then it's a wicked God. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you, the plans I have for you, they're of good. He said, the thief cometh to steal and to destroy, but I command that which you will have it and have it in abundance. I will serve a mighty God. So right now, begin to release the burden. As I'm speaking now, I see someone, a man. I'm sorry to say this, but I know you, I can see you. And I'm trying to tell you this. I don't, when I mean I know you, not like you know me, but I've known you, I've seen you in the spirit. And I'm seeing something like a cage in front of you. It's like a chain in your heart. And sometimes you know this, but sometimes you feel pressed in your chest. And today that thing will be lifted out. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. You are amen. You are shouting. I don't even need it. You don't understand. I'm telling you what will happen to your life. See, there's a level you will come when you enter a certain place, whether you believe or not, it will happen to you. Have you seen a child that walks into a fire without getting burnt? Here is a house of prayer. We born for a living. You will be born. Can you begin to release them? Call the person name, whisper the name, and say, I release you, I forgive you.
And they call me. I am overwhelmed. And I want.
Some people need to forgive God.
Take me by your grace.
Begin to say it. Call the person's name and release them. Whoever that person might be.
There is a place where my hands for more. There is a place where my, when I'm yearning for.
In the house of God, we are one big family.
Take me by your place that I know you more.
Shala hate kusi karate.
See, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Close your mouth, your destiny will be closed.
Help
me, Lord.
See, hold on, let me tell you something. Peter, well, listen, praise the Lord Jesus. Are we here? Can we be in one accord? Peter was in front of Jesus. He was sinking. Jesus never stretched his hand out. He said, Master, help me. And God stretched his hand and held him. If you don't say a word, God will not answer you. Though he knows your intention and reads from your heart, must call upon him. He said, call upon me and I will reveal things that you don't know about. You don't. I will take you deeper in deeper dimension that you have no clue about. Until a man seek for God, he will not find him. In case you don't know, it's not about going to the mountain to seek for him. God is everywhere. It's your alignment in your spirit that makes him come down. A man played God. A man became a God on earth. Elijah changed the seasons. For 3.5 years, there was no rain. Do you think there were no other prophets on the land? They were there, they were praying, and God was saying, calm down, there is a man I deal business with. One man, one prophet, ceased rain. And you are praying here for 20 minutes, you are tired already, you are learning. You think the person that caged you just woke up one morning and caged you. Some of them sacrificed their destiny to cage you. And you think just by shouting, Jesus is open. No, it's not about the name. It's about the relationship between you and the person that has the name.
You have my heart.
Some people call Jesus. They don't know him. Me, myself, I've had a few encounters. I'm still learning to know him. But at least the little you have aligned, he will use you. You have not even aligned. You're not even planning to align. Some of you now, you already plan what to do on Monday.
And for
there is that person that will come on Monday. On Friday, you will go to church. Error. And yet, you can come in the church and say, thank you, Father, for blessing me. Oh, foolish Galatians.
You have my
who has done this to us?
And forever.
Is something happening in your spirit? Young man, I see fire burning in your heart. Are you ready?
Hey.
Are you ready? Revival is coming to you. Hold that lady hand. Hold that.
I am your
Bashataka,
Madam, a transfer of fire has come upon
you.
Hello, touch that lady. There's fire. Just move from you now. You can leave her. The presence of God is here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Have you forgiven everyone?
Yes.
Say, Father, I am a vessel. Use me. Today, whether you like it or not, God will use you. Some of you, after when you reach your house, you'll be drunk in the spirit. Start praying. Pray, Father, to use you.
Show them.
1, 2. Holy Ghost. Hold on. I see it. Revival. Fire of revival. Holy Ghost. Show them. Announce them.
My help.
See, let me tell you something. Some people here, that's what they call. Young lady, I see fire. I see the fire of prayer. It's about to come upon you. It's the fire of prayer. Come in. Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire,
like rain, let it fall.
Bless it. Shout it.
Like fire.
It's something's going to happen. I see somebody. Power is falling.
Like fire, like rain, let it go. Like fire, like rain,
let your glory fall.
Like rain. Can somebody lift your voice? Like fire, like rain, let your glory.
Like fire, let your glory.
You can't resist it.
Like fire, let your glory. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost,
let your glory.
In Jesus' name. The anointing is so strong, but we must share the word of God. I see. I see in the spirit. Thank you, Father. I want you to pray one more prayer. Father, purge me. Whatever that is not the will of God that is in you, let God take it out. Whatever door that was open that is not the will of God, let it be closed. One of the hardest prayers to pray. Can you pray such prayer? You will pray that whatever door you are seeing as an opportunity that is not from God, let it close. It's not from God, but you saw it as an opportunity. The devil can open you doors to finances. Do you know that? Whereas God has not opened the doors. Are you willing to pray such prayer that God can close the door if it's not from God? That man you are looking that might be the most handsome and the most beautiful man that has all the money in the world might actually be an open door from the devil. Are you willing to let that go? This is what it means for a man to die. Can you align? Can we pray that prayer? Whatever that God has not deposited in your life, Father, take it. against my will, take it.
Tyler, take it away.
Pray.
Down every access, uproot everything that you have not put. Ikuni moshini minu kururu bozigridis.
Whatever that is not planted by God in your life, whatever door that is open that is not from God, let the Holy Ghost purge you. Let the Holy Ghost purge you.
Whatever is with your fire, that is magnifying self in me. Take it away.
In Jesus' name. Can we raise our hands up? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I know there's a lot you want to do, Lord. Even while we are ministering, let your name be glorified, O Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, I ask for the grace and the gift of understanding. That whatever we preach here and teach here, that they shall understand it in full. In Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus and have your wonderful seats. Sit like a king and a queen that you are. Thank you, Jesus. Like rain, like fire, let your glory fall. Like rain, let it fall. Thank you, Jesus. Are you happy to be here? See, the Bible said wherever two or three are gathered, I'm there. Something is going to happen in your life today that your life will never remain the same. Yes. See, whether you fall or you don't fall, something will happen in your life. Yes. It's funny that even when Paul preached, thousands of people repented, nobody fell. It's the move of God. God works in mysterious ways. Some people might come and be like, ah, Adakom, hey, Obukum, the anointing. No. The message of God is to change your hearts, to change your life, to change your spirit. Some of you, when you get back home, you'll be angry at yourself. You'll be asking yourself, where have I been? Many are called, but few are chosen. But you are so lucky and so blessed to be among those that are chosen. It's funny that it's very funny that you might actually... You and I might actually be from the same tribe in the realm of the spirits. It's so funny. Have you ever wondered why we pray in tongues? Everybody's tongues are different. Yet it's a language. And your language is different from my own language. But why some people's language is similar? Someone can pray in tongues. You'll be like, your tongue sounds like this person's own. But yet, we are not brothers. But in the realm of the spirit, we can be brothers. I'm not talking about one big family in heaven. We are all one big family in heaven, but we have tribes in heaven. Something is going to happen in your life today. Some of you don't understand. When the man of God was preaching and worshiping God and chanting this, some of you don't understand what chant is. See, it takes time when you pray to a certain level before the message of chant comes. A man can just be saying, in your ear, it doesn't make sense. In the realm of the spirit, it's raging war. You have to understand. Today I'll be teaching on a very important topic: understanding your purpose. Please, if you are coming to this is a lecture class. When you are coming, you come with pen and paper. I don't think I like lecture in my days. But finally, we're lecturing. Because you might think you can get everything at one point, but before you know it, see, let me tell you one thing that is funny. As I'm ministering now, in your understanding, if I'm done ministering for 20 minutes, if I call two people out and ask them, what did I say? You find out that the two of them will say two different things. It's because the way God ministers to you is different from how he ministers to another person.
When I'm preaching, the message is coming to you directly. You are searching your spirit to know where it does not align and where you can align yourself with. That is why we can finish fellowship like this and some people will go home and will say, ah, did you see the power? What you were looking for was power. The other man will say, ah, his message pierced my heart. The other will say, after his message, I could repent. It's one message, but yet it operates in different ways. The same way the Holy Ghost works, but operates in different ways. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can we be one accord? Can we be one accord? Can we be one accord? Please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Four questions I want to talk about. The topic is understanding your purpose. But there are four basic questions that everybody asks themselves. In fact, there are four basic questions that if you can answer at least three of them, you are sure of greatness in life. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't know. Maybe next time we'll put AC. In Jesus' name.
What happened to the amen?
Write down these four questions. Number one, who am I? Number one, who am I? Number two, where am I from? Number three, why am I here? Number four, what is my mission? Do we get all that? Yes, of course. Number one, who am I? Number two, where am I from? Some people say I'm from Unibo. That is the only place, that is the place you are sent from, not where you are from. Number three, why am I here? Number four, what is my mission? How many of us can answer the question, who am I? Who are you? Ask yourself, who are you? It's funny, when someone bash your car, you stand up and say, "Oga, do you know who I am? Who are you?" It's funny, people use that word a lot. Who are you? Do you know who I am? You ask them, who are you? Finally, when you ask them who they are, they keep quiet for a while because actually they don't know who they are. If you know who you are, you don't need to introduce yourself. People will know you. So if I don't know you and you are telling me, do you know who I am? Then you are nobody. It's simple logic. If Willie jam your car, does Willie need to introduce himself that I'm Willie? You'll be like, oh, sir. He knows. There's something that makes you to know who he is. Even without him asking you, who am I? When you see the entourage, you just know that something about this man is special. So I ask you the question, who are you? Can we go to the book of Jeremiah? Jeremiah 1:5. Are we there? Are we all Bible students here? Yeah? Some of us are Bible students. The message today will open your eyes to the reality of who you are. Some of you, they ask you, who are you? I think that's one of the most confusing questions even. Who are you? You don't know whether they're asking, where are you from? Or where do you stay? Or which family are you from? You don't know. They ask, who are you? Why do you start from Noge Bonwa? Is that the answer? Who are you? Are we there? Jeremiah 1 verse 5. I knew you before I formed you in the womb, in your mother's womb. I knew you. See, English is very easy, but honestly, it's very hard. When they use the word knew, what does that mean? Past tense, right? And now God is saying that I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. That means you were existing before you were formed. So that means there was a life you had before God formed you in your mother's womb. So you were not created in your mother's womb. You were only formed because you existed somewhere. When they say, I knew you, or if I use the word I knew you, or I know you. In fact, God is saying, I knew you before you were formed. That means there was a life you once had, that you existed with God. Is it too deep? Is it too much? It means that before you came to this earth, God, you existed with God. God knows, or will I say, God knew your DNA. He knew the name you will answer while you're on earth. He knew that one day you'll be sitting down at this very spot doing like this. So, the family you came from is not your problem. The family you were born from is not your problem. The problem is that you have forgotten who you are. We call ourselves a Christian. Does your life reflect who a Christian should be? Or is Christianity just a choice name, religion, Christianity? I mean, I'm a Christian. No, you're a Christian, and yet people that sit beside you do not notice that you're a Christian. It does not reflect. Before you know, you're a fool. I'll kill you. You are killing somebody. You know how to kill someone. Someone that wants to kill someone will not announce it. You'll kill the person. You are saying, I'll kill person, showing that you don't even know how to kill. We are Christian, but we are quick to anger. What makes you a Christian? If you don't know who you are, you can't find out. Because the Bible said here, he said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. That means when they set you apart, mean that God set you apart to deal with you. Before you were created, God programmed you. He told you that when you will come to earth, you will come to a family called Nweke or Nweze. And in that family, you'll be the second child. And you are to bring revival in that family. The firstborn has been sent. He's supposed to bring the financial support. You are to bring the spiritual revival in that family. But when you came to this earth, you forgot your mission. Because what happened? The things of this world were so beautiful. You want to wear the best of clothes. Some of you have more clothes than you have books. And yet you want to increase. You cannot increase. You will only keep decreasing. Is something changing in your spirit? I'm here to cast the burden. I want when you get back home, you start discovering your real potentials and who you are. A man was asked, they said, who among you is the Messiah? He said, I am the one. The moment he introduced himself, the anointing took all of them on the ground. Can you imagine the kind of authority someone had by recognizing himself? He just said, I am he. I am he. Don't you understand? I am he is not a part. You say, I am he you are looking for. Automatically, an anointing. You have introduced yourself since nobody's under the anointing. Before I formed you, I knew you. So it means that you have existed with God. And God took his time to set you apart and deposit things. Tell you your future. At the age of 25, you're supposed to do this. Keep in mind, go to school, go to this, do like this, do like this. But when you came to earth, you forgot. It's not your fault. It happens. Even when Jesus Christ came to earth, he forgot his lineage. That was why he went to study. He studied. And the Bible says he grew in what? I'm a Bible student here. He grew what? In wisdom and what? See, you don't just wake up and grow in knowledge. It means he was studying. See, you don't understand. They say Solomon woke up with wisdom, right? You don't understand. Solomon woke up with wisdom, and yet he knows how to write the Bible. If you didn't go to school, can you write? But yes, Solomon woke up with wisdom, but he knew how to write. I don't think wisdom can exist without knowledge. Because if that wisdom exists without knowledge, people can doubt it. Is it too deep? So if they ask you who you are, the simple answer is, I'm a son of God. You are not the son of your mother. That is just the family where you came from. That is why I tell you that nobody has the right to take care of you. It's nobody's responsibility. It's not your uncle's fault. People blame their uncle. Uncle Enyele Maka, it's not his job to take care of you. But if you want to manipulate him to take care of you, you will go in the secret place and pray things, and the veil in his eye will be removed and he will favor you. Have you seen where people give you something and say, I don't know why I just like you? Have you heard something like that? People say, I don't know why I just like you. It's because there is a peculiar favor that is in your life. It happened to you. Let me save this for tomorrow so you share the testimony. It's a kind of favor that follows you. A woman gave a testimony here, was it on Tuesday? She said, I gave her a prophecy. The Lord gave a prophecy through me as a vessel, telling her that she will celebrate from February to August. She said, since that day, every single day, she has been receiving either one alert or one other thing. Till the very day she was in the church, she was even receiving blessings. Can you think of that? That for 1 month, every single day, alert comes, or one thing or the other comes, favor comes. Every day. In your eyes, it's impossible. But in the God is tired. Gemun Tichukwa is tired of doing things that are possible. If God gives you 1 million now, you are shouting, it's so big. Yes, it is big, but still, Bill Gates can give you 10 million. God wants to do things that are impossible. See, the material things are not his interest. He will give it to you, but first you must find him. And finding him you have to come to the understanding of who you are. You are a son of God, so what happened? You are a son of God. I'm a son of God. Do you know your father? Is God now? Who is God? Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost is God. How are they God? I know they are God now. Jesus is the same thing with God, the head, God. And the Holy Ghost is the same thing. Excuse me, you are confusing yourself even more. And yet you call them. Who is your father? You know your father, ba? You know it's them. You know the difference between your father and your mother? You know the difference. But you can't differentiate between the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Godhead. And some of us actually believe that the Holy Ghost is the last born of the family. Let me shock you without explaining this. Let me shock you. Actually, the Word was created by Jesus Christ. He was the Word that came. And through him, all things was created. And everything was created for his own glory. And yet he became flesh and dwelt among men and became man, stripped himself of all his power. In fact, nobody has the right to take his life. He said, nobody has, but I gave it. That's why the Bible says, and he gave up the ghost, because he gave it to him. He gave it all by himself. You can't take it from him. You just common rat will look at you. You say, hey, rats. Some of you are hearing coronavirus is in Nigeria. You have not sat down to pray to your heavenly father, whom you claim is your father, to ask, is it true? But you post it on your timeline. Very soon you bath with salt and water. My people perish for lack of knowledge. You have a father, but yet you are relying on that your uncle to favor you. Can't you rely on your father and let your father manipulate your uncle to favor you? Are we waking up in the spirit? I'm here to cast a burden. I'm sorry, I think that's what I've been doing lately. I'm sorry. Because some people cast it on me too. There was something that happened. My wife was telling me today, this morning. She was like, what happened? I woke up. The first time I woke up, I heard you pray. The second time you were praying. I told him, this is the first time you're noticing it. He said, yes. There's something that was happening in the realm of the spirit. Sometimes some people don't just sleep. You have to stand. See, whether you have something to pray for, you must stand and communicate with your heavenly father. You think you just gathered here for no reason? You think you just gathered because you came to see me or came to see anybody here? You think you came because your friend told you? No, the Holy Ghost spoke to you. If you think you are here for me, you just lie to yourself. There are more than 1,000 places you can be at this very spot, at this very time, this very moment. But yet you chose to be here. It is not a coincidence. Nothing just happened for a reason. Flyers were spread everywhere and everything, banners, everything, and yet you are the chosen one. It means your life is important to you. I'm sorry I'm casting this burden. But most of us